In Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. 11 countries met in Doha today and agreed to do more to help the rebels trying to oust Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. They did not provide specifics. Secretary of State John Kerry represented the U.S. He blamed the Syrian president for the violence in Syria that has claimed more than 93,000 lives.
Assad chose to raise the stakes militarily. He chose to attack the Syrian people, but this time using Iranian supporters and using Hezbollah, which is a terrorist organization.
Kerry also said he will continue to encourage Russia, Assad's main ally, to back an international conference in Geneva to end the war. The White House says it's basing another 700 troops in Jordan, Syria's neighbor, to help provide security. The combat-equipped troops were part of a training exercise that ended this week. They'll stay behind at the request of the Jordanian government, which fears the Syrian civil war will spill into its territory. It's estimated 500,000 Syrians have fled to Jordan to escape the violence. About 200,000 people are without power today in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports two rounds of severe thunderstorms hit the Twin Cities, including one last night.
The power company Xcel Energy says nearly 500,000 people were affected at the height of the outage. Xcel says crews from around the Midwest and as far away as Colorado are helping to fix the lines. In the western Minnesota town of Ortonville, high winds tore the top floor off a three-story office building and damaged the county courthouse. But the worst of the damage is in the Twin Cities. In several Minneapolis neighborhoods, trees and limbs are down on every block. And in St. Paul, officials say cleanup may not start until next week, and the city may have to hire contractors to help. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.
The mayor of the tourist town of South Fork, Colorado, is telling residents it doesn't look good. A wildfire is bearing down. Mayor Kenneth Brooks says he's telling people leave and don't come back.
Everything's smoky. The column of smoke from the fire is building up as it did yesterday. The town's pretty well empty. No traffic on the highways. We're just in a waiting stage.
Fire crews with tankers and hoses are standing guard in hopes of saving South Fork. The fire there comes just as crews near Colorado Springs contain what's being called the state's most destructive fire on record. The National Weather Service says much of Colorado is on high fire alert for the next several days. A wingwalker performing during an air show in Dayton, Ohio, died today when her plane crashed and burst into flames. The pilot also died. No one on the ground was hurt. Organizers say the show has been canceled today, but events will resume tomorrow. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama says he'll share his ideas on how to fight climate change in a speech Tuesday. He made the announcement in a video posted online today. The president said no single step can reverse climate change, but Americans owe it to their children to do what they can. He said scientists should develop new fuels and energy sources, and workers should prepare for an economy based on clean energy. Overnight talks between European Union finance ministers failed to resolve differences on how to protect taxpayers when banks go bad. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels on an impasse hinging on how much flexibility governments should have to decide who foots the bill for banking failures.
EU finance chiefs remain split after 19 hours of talks described as chaotic. Some governments want an EU-wide system which would make shareholders and bondholders contribute first to bank rescues, followed by depositors with more than about $130,000. This motto was first used in Cyprus earlier this year, to the great displeasure of account holders there and fears of those elsewhere. Germany and France are at loggerheads over how much leeway member governments should have in deciding what to do. Germany wants strict rules, but France wants flexibility. And Swedish Finance Minister Anders Borg agrees.
If we are building a very rigid system that could hardly work in practice, this could actually be something that is creating more uncertainty in the European economy.
Ministers will try again to reach a deal Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Britain's Royal Navy is updating its traditional Saturday night toast to reflect the reality that women can be sailors. The toast will now be to our families rather than to our wives and sweethearts, which was sometimes followed by may they never meet. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington. Support.